88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. My guest this morning is Eilish Hopper. She's an assistant professor of peace studies at Goucher College in Towson and the author of a new collection of poetry called Dark Sky Society. Her poems are largely about race and that consistently uncomfortable color line between whites and blacks. She writes in verse that one critic describes as coiled and sprung, and she deals with the legacies and complexities of the racial divide in America. Eilish Hopper joins me in the studio. It's good to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
So why does the issue of race hold such a prominent position in your work?
Oh, you know, I have so many answers to that question. I think number one is just that I grew up in D.C., which when I was growing up was, you know, known as Chocolate City. So I think I was really immersed in that experience. Probably also things in just my particular biography. My mom is not American and is from a country that's partitioned from Ireland. And she was a single mom, so in my house was kind of Ireland, and then I would step out into D.C. And I think that kind of attuned my ear and my eye to the division in a particular way. And, you know, I don't know. I don't really know anyone who grew up in D.C., my generation, too, who isn't pretty attuned to that, especially growing up in D.C. I mean, I was coming of age, meaning I was a teenager, when, you know, Rodney King was beaten, and we had the trial and the rebellion after that. We had the O.J. trial. D.C. had our mayor imprisoned, and then reelected. I mean, there's just a lot of complicated national race things happening. And I remember being a kid and looking at all this and saying, you know, how does this all add up?
You even wrote a poem about the complexities of writing about this as a white poet. Let me ask you to read that one. It's called To Ignorance. It's on page 89 in your collection. Yeah. And it's interesting. You take up this very issue about, you know, how complicated it is.
To Ignorance. Entering Penn Station, I see a man, hands tracing the slats of a wooden bench. But I keep moving, think he's all right, as departures Vermont, Harris, Revolve, Cascade. At track number 5, stops in. Then I notice his body's still waving. Invisible, the current, thimbleful of junk, steady swimming in his bloodstream. Today, someone asks why I am writing about race. I look up at the ceiling's false sky, told shapes fatal as hope. I have, I say, a gentle answer and a tough, which do you want? My head's already hurting with memory like the time I called by his first name, my professor, who was black. Or when someone asked about my poems, if I would do the dialect. He chooses tough. And I say, actually, that one, you have to learn for yourself. The station glitters with windows dark. How do I look? I say to my reflected self. Keep moving, says a voice that disappears so quickly it is as if it was never there at all.
Eilish Hopper reading from her latest collection of poetry, Dark Sky Society. It's a poem called To Ignorance. So you ask this question of yourself in the poem, why are you writing about race? You say there's a gentle and a tough answer. And then you duck the answer in the poem. I mean, is there a gentle and a tough answer? Are there two sides to that?
Yeah, I mean, that actually is. That's a way I used to deal in Q&As with people who would ask me that question, because I get asked that a lot. I think of it as the gentle answer is kind of the answer I gave you 2 minutes ago, which is my biography, things like that. And there's, you know, more to that story, too. The book also covers what happened to my dad. You know, I was very young when he had a brain injury. And so I grew up, you know, I think being around that kind of existential question of reality. But the tough answer really is, especially if it's a white person who's asking me that question. I'm also speaking here as a teacher. You know, how do I deal with this in the classroom? There's a necessary level of discomfort, I think, to get inside what I'm talking about. And if I just kind of give the answer to somebody, they won't actually get the answer, if that makes any sense. So sometimes refusing to get it and just say, you need to maybe ask that question of yourself.
You have a poem called Ways to Be White in a Poem, and it's inspired by a poem called Ways to Be Black mm-hmm. in a Poem. Tell us a little bit about that poem and the writer of that poem and how it animated your own poem.
Well, that poem is written by a very dear friend of mine, Thomas Sayers Ellis, who's another D.C. poet. Oh, goodness. You know, our poetries are very much in conversation. Actually, he has a book out, actually came out 3 or 4 years ago, called Skin Ink. There was something about his title alone, actually, almost wasn't even his poem, but it had me think. In a stage when I was working on this book where I was playing a lot with reversals, like, what if I just switch? And you know, I was thinking of, like, famous titles like Black Gods of the Metropolis or titles of famous works that were about African-American concerns or landmarks or things like that, and just playing around and thinking, what if I do white? And I've actually seen a lot of artists do that. And it's a formula for failure. Is what I found out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I failed a lot in this book, but it did have me think a little bit. And I think actually that poem ended up being one of the most confessional in the book, as opposed to experimental. I ended up going in the other direction.
Let me ask you to read it for us.
Sure.
It's called Ways to Be White in a Poem. It's on page 32 of your new collection of poems, Dark Sky Society.
Ways to Be White in a Poem. Tension makes a form resound, and so the many lines I am told not to cross. Do not go out alone at night. Do not call attention to yourself. Closer to the color line, the more I am white girl, fool. It is a while before the other girls correct me gently. Good timber needs more air, shout out. Muscles flex, quick shift. I stomp impious, impervious now. Do not dance suggestively, hold a stranger's eyes. That first day in the gym, I asked Thoreau, could I, thinking about cheers, elbows sharp, foregrounded, feet cloud stepping, never of a cheer as the body went up, as if I were not, branch creaking, rope taut, and maybe you too, whoever you are, reading this, flicker, do not touch or eat their food. Do not drink from the same cup.
Eilish Hopper, her new collection of poems is called Dark Sky Society. It's published by Western Michigan University Press. When it comes to the subject of race, the sort of obvious experts are people of color, right? In certain ways, in most ways. I think most people's first understanding of it. Is that right? And what do white people have to offer, do you think, in terms of the conversation, the so-called conversation about race and privilege?
Well, race happens in a lot of different places in our lives. It happens in our interiors, and that is true for anyone who grows up in this country. We are racialized, and it inflects the way we think and what we see and, you know, all kinds of stuff, the way we think of ourselves, other people. It also plays out in our relationships. So there's an interpersonal dimension of race, and this is, of course, also true of gender, class. But the really complicated part is the way it plays out in bigger systems, you know, in institutions, in society, and that kind of stuff. So it's hard to talk about race because all those things kind of work together at one time. So one can say, oh, well, we're all racialized, so we're all experts. But we're racialized in really different ways with different benefits packages, you know, attached to that, or lack of benefits, you know, harm packages, violence packages attached to that. So we kind of have to hold both those things at the same time, and that's a difficult thing to do. We can't just pretend that it's universal and it affects us universally, because it doesn't. There are really profound and absurd and violent differences between But there is a sort of shared seam, you know, or maybe we could ask that question, is there a shared seam? I think just looking at the system, the kind of bigger picture, that until white folks start talking about what it feels like to be raced and what it feels like to live in a society that operates with so many racial assumptions and blindnesses and prejudices and things like that, really nothing's going to change. It really, we're the missing piece of the puzzle, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Your field at Goucher is peace studies. What is that, and how does that inform and, you know, how is that part of your work as a poet writing about these issues of race?
Yeah. I mean, my training, I didn't get like a PhD in peace studies. I'm a poet working and very fortunate to work in the peace studies program, and certainly I'm influenced by it a lot. It influences my work, I think, in giving me a space to learn, keep learning, and keep asking questions that I think in many other spaces would be considered maybe at best unwise and at worst kind of stupid. But I think, you know, peace studies...
Stupid why? How come?
Oh, I think actually a lot of people don't really believe much else is possible. I really, I think we want to believe that something's possible, but when we start talking about other things being possible, I notice a lot of people will put that conversation either in the, oh, that's just, you know, dystopia, you're just talking, you know, always making things out to be problems, or, oh, that's pie in the sky thinking, or that kind of stuff. I think it's pretty hard to hold open a space where we really can talk about what's possible.
Let me ask you to read another poem,
sure.
The Good Caucasian.
Okay.
It's on page 27.
The Good Caucasian, and the epigraph is from Lee Scratch Perry. It's the ghost in me coming out. When 40 acres have besieged my brow, and a mule, and a winter cold as ice cube, I try a remembrance of things floating past. Miss Daisy and her necklace of finger pointing. Title pages. On the south, now squares of ash, centers embering. If memory be a mountaintop, mine is hidden by fat, puffy clouds and other symptoms. But when disraced in men's eyes and by time, dust, the centuries, I will admit impediment. My body is where we are held. My eyes have drawn your shape, and you mine. Not I have a dream, a cold, cold feeling.
Eilish Hopper, her new collection of poems is called Dark Sky Society. It's published by Western Michigan University Press. We've got a link to more information on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Eilish Hopper, it's been terrific meeting you. Thanks for the book and thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more ahead. Stay with us.